I'm joined in studio again by Dr. Lily Delaney, who is a local GP with a special interest in menopause. And this is our third broadcast on this. In the first one, we discussed symptoms. In the second one, we discussed management and diagnosis and treatment. And today we're going to do a little recap on that and one or two other little bits as well. Lily, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Lovely to have you back. Let's go over it a little bit. Menopausal symptoms in women.
Okay, so there's a wide variety of symptoms in women. We classify them into psychological, musculoskeletal, and specifically vasomotor symptoms. So anything from low mood, irritability, anxiety, loss of confidence, loss of libido, depression. Loss of confidence. Then you have musculoskeletal symptoms like joint pains, joint stiffness, tiredness.
You mentioned in the first program, you mentioned about that the joint pains can almost be like an arthritis type. They can be that bad.
They can, yes, they can. And we're dealing with a population in which female in their 40s, in which inflammatory arthritis can be quite common, and indeed the onset of osteoarthritis. So you have to look at that very closely when you're considering that the joint pains may be a perimenopausal problem. And then the classical symptoms that we're all aware of would be the flushes and the sweats. They contribute to the sleep disturbance, but as we mentioned in the first program, sleep disturbance can occur because of the effects of lack of estrogen in the brain. A particular area of the brain causes sleep disturbance. And not to forget, I suppose, the genitourinary symptoms such as recurrent urinary tract infections, vaginal dryness, infections, discharges, painful sexual intercourse, and low libido, of course, contributing to that. And that's all multiplied by tiredness and sleep disturbance, and it's one big roller coaster that people sometimes can't get off.
Yeah, and can I just ask this, Lily? As you know, tiredness, sleep disturbance, mood changes, they're all sort of classical, and anxiety, we'll say, they're all sort of classical depressive anxiety type symptoms. How do you separate that from what is sort of anxiety, depression, and what's menopause, or can you?
Sometimes it's impossible to separate it, and this is where I would encourage people to maybe be a little bit patient, because we have to tease this out. And the bottom line, I suppose, is to say that not all symptoms are associated with the menopause. But based on what I've already said about the safety of HRT, it's possible to try HRT for a short time. And if there's no improvement in some of those symptoms, then revisit the issue and see if there is an underlying depression or anxiety disorder that needs to be managed differently. I would also say to women who maybe for one reason or another don't want to have hormonal treatment, the SSRI group of antidepressants can be very useful in the treatment of the vasomotor symptoms associated with the menopause, and in as a secondary benefit will help with the mood disorders and the anxiety. So that's something that we will discuss with you as well when you're in the surgery with us. It's not that we're saying, oh, she's just depressed. It's something we have to explore, because there are multiple things going on. Just burned out from working, childminding, being stretched in four different directions with extracurricular activities and aging parents and all of the other things that happen to people and women in their 40s. So it deserves a proper assessment.
One of the things I would imagine that you do come across is that people will come into you and you decide that they're perimenopausal and that they need treatment. They almost put barriers in front of you from the beginning and say, I don't want HRT and I don't want antidepressants.
Yes, that will happen. But we can still have the discussion and tease out why they don't specifically want HRT, for example. Maybe discuss lifestyle measures, which can be very, very effective, like increasing exercise. If there is an issue with the BMI, to encourage weight reduction. Not easy, but these issues can be managed. And I suppose There is an over-the-counter, there are several over-the-counter preparations which we alluded to briefly in the last interview, like Femicar is one that stimulates estrogen receptors and may be beneficial. It's non-hormonal. And these kind of things can help as well. Counselling sometimes helps if somebody is totally opposed to that kind of medical intervention, you know, or medicalisation of the situation.
But in general, the fear of HRT is a bit over exaggerated, isn't it?
The fear of HRT is a hard one to break through. Declan, it's ingrained in medics' heads,
yes,
and it's ingrained in the public, because those studies caused such huge waves. It was a tsunami of opposition and to HRT back in the late 80s, early 90s, when the WHI study was published, that people just couldn't contemplate using HRT. But if you look at it from even the H hormone replacement therapy, you are just replacing what's missing. And even if somebody doesn't wish to have HRT in its true form, but they have a lot of the genitourinary symptoms like the dryness, the recurrent urinary tract infections, and all the misery that goes with that, we can treat that with pessaries. And that's the standard treatment. And oftentimes people need treatment from both dimensions. And the genitourinary symptoms cause terrible misery for women. And just to reassure women, if you used a Vagifem pessary, which is the standard one we prescribe, twice weekly for a year, your body would only absorb the same amount of estrogen that is in one HRT tablet.
Oh my God, that's I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because it's not absorbed for the most part, and initially when you start using it, because the tissue is raw and inflamed, a little is absorbed, but when the tissue is restored, it's not absorbed at all. And right. So it's completely safe to use this. And women endure an awful lot of misery because, number one, they're afraid to speak about these particular symptoms. And number two, they worry. I've had ladies, you know, where I've prescribed this and they've gone to the pharmacy, got their package, opened the box and read in the patient information leaflet that this is HRT. And they've come back in and said, I'm not you. You told me it wasn't HRT. And it's not. Because right. It will do nothing for your flushes.
But the fear over HRT and breast cancer, can we just go over that briefly again?
Indeed, yes. So just to review, the risk of breast cancer in the general population is 1 in 7. So we will all know people who've had breast cancer. The risk of breast cancer is increased tenfold by having a BMI of over 30. It's increased threefold by drinking 2 glasses of wine a day, which many of us have done in the past and may be doing. Women reach for the wine to treat the symptoms that they're enduring when HRT could sort it out. And they don't realise that they're actually increasing their risk of breast cancer more by doing that than they would by taking HRT. And nowadays, with the naturally the body identical hormones that we're using in prescribed HRT, the breast cancer risk is really, really, really low.
Right. Now let's talk about resources. Other resources. If somebody's out there listening now, where can they go? Where can they look up? What can they do?
So there are a lot of resources available to people. I always tell people to download an app onto their phones called the Balance app. Okay, this was designed by a GP in the UK who's also a menopause expert. Her name is Dr. Louise Newson. And if you Google Dr. Louise Newson, you will find a whole load of resources. But it's all available to you if you download the Balance app. She has podcasts, she has information leaflets, she actually has a tracking system where you can track your symptoms on the app. And when I heard about the app first, I downloaded it thinking that it would be useful for me, but sure, of course, it was too late for me at that stage because it wanted me to track my symptoms, which is a little missed bus there. But anyway, that's there. We have some Irish experts. There's a lady called Dr. Caoimhe Hartley. People may have seen her on Ireland AM. She was a lady who trained in the Irish GP training scheme and then went to Canada for several years and did some upskilling in the menopause. She's now an affiliated member of the British Menopause Society, and she has opened a menopause clinic just in North County Dublin. Dr. Deirdre Lundy is available. You can access both Dr. Hartley and Dr. Lundy online and on Instagram. And they have a lot of information available through podcasts as well. So, you know, people would be able to access very reliable information, and I suppose evidence-based information is a very important thing for people as well, that they can trust the information.
Let's go over that again. So, Balance?
Balance is the name of the app. It was designed by Dr. Louise Newson. So if you forget one or the other, you'll find them through each other. Dr. Caoimhe Hartley, she calls herself Caoimhe, but she's Caoimhe Hartley. She has, and if you Google her, she comes up. She has a menopause clinic. Dr. Deirdre Lundy is heavily involved with training GPs in the menopause, and she runs menopause meetings.
Yes, she's very funny. She's brilliant,
funny,
and she's
but,
very
yeah,
funny.
But she actually came on the Joe Duffy programme last year when he was on the radio that week in May, which started a very useful conversation,
it did start
suppose.
Very useful.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Just before we sign off, I forgot about testosterone.
Oh yes, I meant to ask you that. You told me you forgot about it, and I forgot to ask you about it. Is memory loss? Go on. We won't go there.
Yes. People will read a lot about testosterone, and they'll hear about it. And yes, it is something that we are missing as well in the menopause, because what people forget is that our ovaries produce a large amount of testosterone. Now it's only about a tenth of what males have, right? But it's not a male hormone exclusively. It is a hormone. That's, you know, both women and men have it. And testosterone is important in our mood, our attention, energy levels, but it's also important in bone metabolism, muscle. And, you know, as we get older and our muscles become weaker, you know, it's very important, you know, to consider that as well. The downside, I suppose, of testosterone is that there is no product available in the Irish market that is designed for women. So if we are prescribing testosterone, we're prescribing the male version of it called Testogel, which is available in a pump or sachets. And on a case-by-case basis, I would discuss the dose. But again, if we're prescribing testosterone, we must be extremely careful, because if you get side effects from testosterone, which is beard growth and deepening voice, they are irreversible. So if we prescribe testosterone, you will be required to come and have blood tests done 3 to 6 months after we started to make sure that your free androgen index is below 5. Otherwise, you are at risk of developing irreversible side effects.
Well, whatever about HRT and antidepressants being a hard sell, testosterone must be a hard sell. So
No. Everybody wants it.
Do they?
They do. Because it's helpful in managing the brain fog, but it's not just helpful in that area. It's also helpful, as I said, in the underlying things that we're unaware of, like your bone health and your mood and your sex drive, libido. People think about just libido. It's not just libido. It's a lot of other things as well. So, yeah, people are generally seeking testosterone as well as HRT when they come in. But I suppose I'm a little bit cautious about it, because we all have to be, because there isn't a product available that's exclusively designed for women in this country.
Oh, so it is available elsewhere?
I think in the UK possibly, yeah. But it will come as soon as they sort out the supply issues.
Yeah, well,
with patches and gels, we can't get the gel, so we switch people to patches. We can't get the patches, so we'll switch people to gels. And, you know, it's been a bit of a nightmare over the last 2 years.
Okay. Look, Lily, I'd like to thank you for today. I'd like to thank you for the last 2 days as well. It's been absolutely fabulous, and I've really enjoyed it. I've a bit of bad news for you, though, Lily. I have a feeling I'm going to have you back again at some stage with this, because I'd say there'll be questions. I'd say there'll be queries. I'd say people want to know things. So I'm afraid I'd say almost certainly I'll need you back again at some stage. Would you be okay with that?
I would. I'll do my best.
Thanks very much.
to answer questions.
Thanks a million, Lily.
Thank you.